Hey, Whimsy. I say, Whimsy.
What?
Whimsy!
Oh, hello, Fentiman.
What are you doing in this morgue?
Well, I wouldn't call it that, George. Funeral parlor at the very most. I mean, look at the marble, look at the furnishings. Look at the palms and that chaste bronze nude in the corner.
Yes, and look at the corpses. Clubs like this always remind me of that old thing in Punch. You know, waiter, take away Lord What's-His-Name, he's been dead 2 days. Look at old Ormsby there, snoring like hippopotamus. And look at my revered grandpa. Dodders in here at 10 every morning, collects the morning post and the armchair by the fire, and becomes part of the furniture till the evening. Poor old devil. Suppose I'll be like that one of these days.
Cheer up, George. All this Remembrance Day business gets on your nerves, don't it? I mustn't say so, though, I suppose. They'd hoof me out of the club if I raised my voice beyond a whisper.
Well, they'd do that anyway, whatever you were saying. What are you doing here, incidentally?
Waiting for Colonel Marshbanks.
Dining with him?
How are things going with you?
Oh, rotten, as usual. Tummy all wrong, no money. What's the damn good of it, Whimsy? A man goes out and fights for his country, gets his inside gassed out, loses his job, and all they give him is the privilege of marching past the cenotaph once a year and paying 4 shillings in the pound income tax. Sheila's queer, too. Overworked, poor girl. It's pretty damnable for a man to have to live on his wife's earnings, isn't it? But I can't help it. I go sick and have to chuck jobs up. Money. I never thought of money before the war, but I swear nowadays I'd commit any damn crime to get hold of a decent income.
Oh, no, I wouldn't do that.
Crime's a skilled occupation, don't you know? So if you're thinking of putting on a false moustache and lamming the millionaire on the head, don't do it. I'd find you out in no time. But seriously, I'm sorry to hear about Sheila, old lad.